Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Caring Moments podcast brought to you by Unified Caring Association. You can find us at unifiedcaring.org. Today's show, I'm really, really excited about today's show. I have a very special guest, a young lady from One Tree Planted joins the show today. And, you know, with Unified Caring, what we have a CARE mission of the association, and CARE stands for Children, Animals, Reforestation, and the Elderly. And one of our sponsorship programs is One Tree Planted, which is an absolutely amazing, amazing nonprofit organization. Now, Lauren is our guest, and she is the coordinator and curator of OTP's One Tree Planted Environmental School Curriculum. And as we begin to celebrate Earth Month, leading into Earth Day, which is April 22nd, 2021, Lauren is encouraging the next generation to better take care of our global home by offering free seed germination kits to the classrooms, grade school classrooms, I think up through sixth grade. We'll confirm with her in just a quick moment. And this complete fun kit will take your child's education from germination to planting this tree on Earth Day. So if you are a grade school teacher and would like to take part in this incredible event, you can go to onetreeplanted.org, or if you're listening live to the podcast, I did include a link that will take you right to the tree kit. And if you're a parent or of a grade school child, share the information with your student's teacher and let's plant trees. Lauren, welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you today.
Hi, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm excited as well.
Great. Well, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about yourself and then how you got into working with One Tree Planted.
Yeah, so I studied environmental studies and education in school, and that kind of came about through a couple different interests. I was definitely interested in the environmental side, but I've also kind of always found myself working with teaching young children, from coaching figure skating and dance and all kinds of things like that, to kind of babysitting and just really working with kids. So I definitely knew that I wanted to find a way to incorporate environmental education and students. And yeah, from there, I found One Tree Planted. It kind of happened to be the right timing where they were looking for someone to create an educational program, and I was looking to do exactly that. So everything kind of fell into place, and I was so happy to be able to work with One Tree Planted and create our tree school program, which encompasses now elementary school, high school, and universities, which is super cool because I can really see how we're able to impact students at all levels. And yeah, it's been really great to kind of explore all that with One Tree Planted.
That's great. And what's a little bit about One Tree Planted's history?
Yeah, we started in 2015. So we're still pretty young, still pretty new on the scene. We were founded by Matt Hill, who kind of had the idea that you know, for environmentalism, really, it's a really important thing to be able to include a lot of different people. So whether that's students, individuals, parents and teachers, businesses, small businesses, large businesses, kind of you name it, we kind of saw that there was a need and a desire for people to be involved. So he was able to kind of bring together this model where every dollar donated plants a tree with one of our amazing reforestation projects on the ground in different locations all over the world. And it's just kind of grown from there. It's super cool. Right now we mostly work with individuals and businesses, and we're working on growing our school program so that we can do more with students, which is kind of part of what this whole tree kit initiative is doing, which I'm super excited about. But in my mind, it kind of all wraps up back to the idea that we want everyone to be able to be involved in reforestation and in taking environmental action. And we really try and focus on the everyday things that people can do, whether that is donating $1 or just making choices with the environment in mind. And all of those small actions come together to create big change in the world.
Fantastic. Now, you said you One Tree Planted does works all over the globe. It's like North America, Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. And expanding into Europe this year as well.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So let's talk a little bit. We got Earth Day on the 22nd coming up. And these seed germination kits that you're having a lot of success getting out right now for these kids. So let's talk about how this kit came into being and what you're hoping for this Earth Day.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So there were a couple different, again, you know, kind of the same way that I ended up at One Tree Planted. Things just seem to happen when they kind of all fall into place. But we have a nursery that we work with who has been running a similar program, and they have the whole tree kit materials kind of already created that is prepackaged as an educational tree kit. And I've really been looking within our program for an opportunity to get trees to kids, and there were a couple different ways that we were looking at that. You know, we do employee engagement events and community volunteer events as well, so that is getting adults out to plant trees at a restoration site, and I've been trying to find a way to incorporate students in that, but it can be tough when you have to kind of one, right now, gather a large group of students. That's difficult. Transport them somewhere and kind of get all of that together. There's a lot of costs involved in that. So I was looking for another option that could really, one, work with the situation right now between kids being remote learning, in-person, hybrid, homeschool, XYZ. You know,
right.
I wanted to have something that was really available to everyone and accessible, as well as something that could be a low cost and not require a ton of fundraising on the teacher's part so that more kids could have access to it, basically. That was my goal. I wanted as many kids as possible to be able to participate in this. So, yeah, we worked with this nursery to they're called Johnstein in California. We worked with them to create these tree kits and kind of loop them in with the rest of our educational materials, so the rest of our lesson plans for elementary school kind of flow seamlessly into this life cycle of a tree seed germination kit lesson. And yeah, now we're getting ready. We're collecting orders now, and then we'll be sending them out at the beginning of April so that they're ready to go for Earth Day.
Wow. So that actually sounds like it was almost you worked magic around a logistical nightmare, it sounds like.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
when you're talking in
feels.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I'm sure it was a very difficult process when you're taking into consideration all of the different learning opportunities that are going on currently? And what a that had to have been a logistical, you know, twist. So congratulations on getting that worked out. That sounded like that would have been like the toughest part of the whole thing.
Yeah, thank you. For me, through the entire process of creating all of this, I always just try and remind myself, you know, what my goal is and what One Tree Planted is really aiming to do with our education program. And for me, that's really just giving kids an opportunity to experience something connected to nature that they may not otherwise have experienced. And continuing to come back to that and just kind of seeing what can work within that was definitely a challenge, but well worth it to see it all coming together now.
Right. And so what types of, let's start with your nursery. So they do, you found somebody to work with who's going to do, like, they do the seed germination for you. Is that correct?
So they put together the kit. So they bring together the seeds, the soil, the mini greenhouse, the perlites, and kind of package it all up together. They do mm-hmm. all kinds of other things. John Steen is an amazing partner of ours. They do all kinds of other seed kits and things like that. But, they're kind of our partner in this, putting it together. And then we will be sending them out, and the kids actually germinate the seeds themselves. So they'll plant the seed in the soil and then refrigerate it for about 30 days to simulate the seasons and kind of kickstart that germination process. And then from there, they'll just continue watering it and watch the seed grow, and then eventually it can be transferred into a pot or into the ground.
Wow. I never would have thought about refrigerating a seed. That's great. What's going on as it starts to take root. Now, do you send out like special, trees that are indigenous to certain areas, or is it just like all oak trees or all pine trees? How does the tree selection mm-hmm. come into play?
Yeah, so that's where we rely on our partners, John Steen, and their excellent knowledge of different areas and all their different types of seeds. But they will select good seeds for that area, and typically that means something native and local and that can grow and is meant to grow in that area.
Right. Great, because I would like a seed for a cherry blossom tree, but I don't think I could actually grow one in my area. But they're absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
They are.
All right, so, yeah, aren't they? Do you have a favorite tree?
Right now my favorite trees are manzanita trees. It kind of changes, but I live in Southern California, and we have a lot of manzanita trees kind of in the mountains near where I live, and right now they're my favorite.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard of a manzanita tree, so I will have to look that up. Thank you. I'm learning a lot today.
They have really cool, like, smooth red bark, which it's really cool to see, so you should definitely look them up.
Yeah, I will. I will absolutely do that. Thank you. All right, so when how do teachers, do you have an outreach program to these schools? Are there certain schools you work with, or is there like a fundraiser for different like school districts all across the United States? How does that actually come into play?
Yeah, that's another great question. So we right now for the past 2 years or so have been kind of relying on just our network of already awesome supporters who have maybe donated or are signed up for our newsletter and sending things out that way, as well as doing some digital advertising to kind of get the word out about our curriculum and our programs. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I would say it's our most successful contacts come through word of mouth. So if we speak to one teacher and do something really awesome with them, they go and tell all of their teacher friends, and then we kind of grow our contacts that way, and that's been the most successful. But yeah, we're always looking for kind of new and exciting ways to share our program. All of our materials are free and digital and super easy and accessible to use for kind of every learning environment. So I think I had kind of mentioned earlier, but they're great for homeschool. They're great for in-person or remote learning. They're great for after-school clubs. We've had some Girl Scout and Boy Scout troops use them. Kind of all across the board, they have a lot of different uses. So, yeah, really just putting it out there and trying to engage with teachers as much as we can and make sure that we're creating a program that really works for them.
Great, great. And I would assume places like Boys and Girls Clubs of America, the Y, all of these type of organizations would also be available to take this idea and run with it in their collective areas. That would be great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see that. I would like to see that. I love trees. I have a wooded lot myself, and when I lost a tree last year, it was very devastating for me because I absolutely love the tree. But, you know, I know that they, you know, it was struck by lightning and had to come down. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, like, there's a, like, it used to be, like, when I lived in North Carolina, it used to be that you, in your lot, when you purchased, you would really only clean out enough of the lot for the footprint of the house and maybe like a backyard, but you normally left all the trees, right? And so many of these developments are going up and there's no trees in the yard. There's just like, you know, the parkway. They maybe have a tree-lined street, but it doesn't, to me, it doesn't feel the same. You know, if your house isn't centered in, you know, in with a whole bunch of trees, that's kind of how I grew up. So to me, that's the norm, you know, but I've seen these developments and it's just like, I want to go find all these homeowners and say, hey, let's plant some trees. You need
trees. Definitely. And there are so many benefits that come along with living in close proximity to trees and nature like that. So I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they help with your heating and cooling costs, you know. And you know, if they're like mine are like four stories tall, my trees, and so they have a nice, they cast a nice shadow, a beautiful array of leaves over the roof of the house in the summer, which is a wonderful thing because it keeps most of the heat out. You know, you don't really have to run your air conditioner, which, you know, you really don't want that running all the time anyway. But, you know, so anyway, it does. It really, they really do help with the heating and the cooling. That is a real thing. And, all right, so let's go to the teacher, the school, the classes get their kits, right? And walk me through this process. Is this, I'm sure it's self-explanatory for the teachers, you know, that this is what you do. But do you ever do this like on a group Zoom call with the teacher or the kids in an after school area? Or so how does this process work once they have everything they need, the kits?
Yeah, definitely. So your kits will come with all of the materials that the students need to plant, as well as a little student handbook for them to walk them through the steps and give them information, and a teacher's guide to give you all of the information you need. It'll also include one-pagers on the type of trees that you've received, so the seeds that you're going to plant, and a poster on the life cycle of a tree overall. So those materials are all included in print, and they're also available digitally once you sign up if you want to kind of take a look at them beforehand and start planning out what you want to do. But then from there, I am offering free like Q&A, planting session, Zoom, come to your classroom, super flexible, which is why it's kind of hard to describe. But I do a lot of kind of coming in and talking to the students about One Tree Planted. A lot of times they have really great questions about reforestation and planting trees and all that good stuff. And I'm also happy to kind of walk them through the planting process. It is fairly simple. You pretty much just put the dirt and the seeds and the perlite in, put some water in the germination in the mini greenhouse, and then put it in the refrigerator. But I'm happy to come in and kind of go through the student handbook with them and do a little Q&A information session for Earth Month. That's super exciting. That's one of my favorite parts of my job, getting to actually interact with the students and answer their questions and all that good stuff. And then from there, after they've been refrigerated for about 30 days, you'll take them out and put them in a sunny window, so someplace where it's warm, but they're not outside in direct sunlight in all of the weather, like the wind and stuff. And then water them every day, and you should see them start to grow in about 15 to 45 days. Sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes less time, just depending on the type of seeds. And then, yeah, once they've grown to the height of the mini greenhouse, so once they're kind of reaching the top, you can transplant them into a pot and continue growing them inside to keep a close eye on them and make sure you're watering them every day. And then from there, you can plant it into the ground, and hopefully it will live and survive and grow into a big, full, mature tree.
Oh, wow. That's great. You know, so it's a great educational tool that actually goes beyond like 30 days. It could take them, up to maybe 3 months before they can put it into the ground when it's healthy enough or strong enough to go into the ground. I think that's a great thing for kids to get involved in. Learn to play in the dirt. Playing in the dirt is very healthy for you. And, trying to find a nice sunny spot where you can plant your tree, in your yard or wherever you're going to plant it. I think that's a great project for kids. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
is
just a phenomenal thing for kids. Teach kids
really
how to
great.
Play in the dirt again.
Yeah, definitely. I had a tree that I planted with my grandparents when I was very, very young. Like, I don't even remember it. I was probably a toddler, and now it's a full, big, huge, full-grown tree, and every time I go back there, they always say, look, it's your tree, and, it's always been really cool to kind of grow along with a tree because it makes you feel more connected, and it's something that you can kind of return to and revisit. So I think especially for students these days, it's a really great opportunity to kind of feel like they own a part of nature and that they are really connected with it, and it's something that can grow with them all the way through their schooling experience and beyond.
Right. I have to tell you a quick funny story. My youngest son, we lived in a house at one time that had it backed up to just like a wooded area. And a developer bought the area and was cutting down all of the trees. And my son woke up screaming, they're cutting my trees down. They're cutting my trees down.
Oh, no.
He was so upset that they were cutting the trees down. He wanted me to go out there and stop them. I'm like, sweetheart.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I can't. I can't stop. Oh, he was so upset. It's like that's not our property. Somebody else owns that. Well, that's just wrong. Yeah, he was quite upset. He's still a tree lover even today. He doesn't like when people just randomly, take them down for aesthetic reasons or whatever. But kids in nature, I think, just go hand in hand, and it begins, especially when you're taking part in growing something that's going to be around for a lot longer than we are. I think that, adds some sort of, pride to children that they are, leaving something for the next generation and the next generation to come. Because trees live a very long time and will outlast everybody you know, anything that's planted today is going to certainly outlast me and my next generation. So, you know, what a beautiful thing. Now, what parts of the country, or actually, let me just ask you this. Do you do this class only in the United States, like right now with what you're doing with this the seed germination kits that you have going on right now? Because I think you have to order by the end of March, right? These kits for the school? Lauren, did I lose you? Well, let's see if we can get Lauren back. We just lost her. What I would love to know is if these are done on a global level as opposed to a, we got like 5 minutes. We'll see if we can get her back real quick. I do apologize. We'll get her right back. There she is.
Did Hi, I lose you? That was so strange. It hung up on me.
I'm so sorry. I was asking, is this classroom project, do you do it just in the United States, or is this something that you do globally?
Right now it is just within the U.S., and that is due to kind of restrictions around shipping seeds across borders. But we are looking at possibly expanding in the future into other areas, most likely Canada first. But this is the first time that we've run this tree kit program. So it is somewhat of a pilot year. We're going to see how it goes and then hopefully expand in the years to come.
Well, I hope it does. I hope it expands and grows in leaps and bounds in the years to come as more and more schools and teachers become aware of this phenomenal program that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as what do you think is the easiest tree to grow?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think pines are usually pretty easy,
right.
And if you're in California, an oak can do really, really well because the soil here is kind of perfect for them, but they do require a lot of water. There are pros and cons to every type, and they all kind of require a little bit of a different environment, so it kind of depends on where you are, but I think pines are generally a pretty easy species to grow.
Yeah, and they're nationwide, I think, mostly, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pines are pretty much all across the U.S.
Right. I love the blue spruce pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite. I think that's what it's called. It's the one you see in all the old Christmas pictures where it's just kind of, they have these long limbs and the snow's just kind of sitting on them, you know. They look.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a blue spruce. They're so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, and then as far as we have about a minute left. And why in this amount of time, sweetheart? First off, actually, this program is going through the end of March. Is that right? Where they can order these kits from you, the schools?
Yes. The deadline is March 31st.
Okay. The deadline is March 31st, and then. What is the importance? What do you feel is the number one important thing of reforestation and, you know, why we need to plant trees?
Great question. In my personal opinion, I think the most important aspect of that is really reconnecting people with nature and within that, you know, helping us feel a little bit more grounded in our daily lives and feel a little bit more connected to our community and the land that we live on. But beyond that, there are so many great benefits for the climate, for the soil quality, the air quality, water quality, you name it, trees pretty much affect it all. Biodiversity is another amazing one that is super, super important that we really need to pay attention to now. And I think just above all else, now is the time. Now is the time that we really need to take action on this because You know, the trees that are planted as saplings or seeds today won't mature for another 15 to 20 years. And by then, it's, you know, some effects will be playing out that we will probably wish we had started planting now. So now is definitely the time to get those trees in the ground and start rebuilding those ecosystems.
I agree 100% with everything that you just said. Your personal opinion is mine as well. All right, Lauren,
yeah.
How can people, anybody listening, how can they get in touch with One Tree Planted, and how can they get in touch with you if they were interested in ordering these kits?
Mm-hmm. OneTreePlanted.org, all spelled out, O-N-E, Tree Planted. And then from there, my email is on the website. It's just my name, Lauren, at OneTreePlanted.org. And if you go on the website, on the students and teachers page, there is an option to sign up for the tree kits to request to be part of that program. So, yeah, definitely check it out. And I'm looking forward to getting all these tree kits out to teachers.
Oh, I hope so. What a great thing. Lauren, thank you so much for your time. You get like hero worship from me, from everything that you and everyone else at One Tree Planted is doing. You're doing such great work, and I wish you much success with your pilot program with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Lauren, you have a great rest of your week, and good luck. You know what, I'll probably check back with you maybe, and we can see how well the kids did, if
okay.
You'd like.
Yeah,
we can
that'd
do,
be great.
Yeah? Great. All right, darling, you have a great day. Thanks so much for your time. It's been great talking
with
you.
Okay, yeah, you too.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, and that is our show today. Check out One Tree Planted. It is a nonprofit organization on a mission to make it simple for anyone to help our environment by planting trees all over the world. And just visit onetreeplanted.org. Till next time, have a great rest of your week.